Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Zoe. How's everybody tonight? Are you guys having a good Halloween build-up? I hope you are. I helped my mother hand out candy tonight. It was quite a trip. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here with you guys, and I do want to talk about some things coming up in this week ahead that I think might be interesting for you. As you noticed, maybe, in the title, that I talked about what Mars and Venus might want from you in this period up ahead. And that is because the two of them are coming together on Monday the 2nd, and they are starting a new journey together, and they are going to do this in Virgo. And so I want to start with what I thought was interesting about this, and that is that the last time these two started a journey together was back in the year 2013, so 2 years ago. And at that time, they started out in Aries. And the Sabian symbol, which is a really cool kind of thing to look up about degrees that happen, because it was kind of downloaded from a higher plane spiritually and through an astrologer, and the two of them kind of picked up on the meaning of all the degrees, and you'll be really surprised at how often they're very accurate. So 2 years ago, when Mars and Venus were starting out, that degree was called A Young Girl Feeding Birds in Winter. And so that cycle that is just now going to be ending after 2 years was really about overcoming crisis and harsh realities, you know, birds in the middle of winter and trying to find food. And here's this, you know, young girl trying to help them survive it. It's about the survival that we've all been through over the last couple of years when it comes to Mars and Venus and what that's about. And in Aries, you know, back then, it really was focusing on our own needs in the situation. Obviously, Venus is about love, and Mars is the action that comes with that. And so we had this kind of overcoming of crisis and facing any harsh realities with our loved ones or in the pursuit of love. And Venus also rules personal income, so it may have focused on some harsh realities and overcoming of crises in those areas. It may have involved some really, you know, working hard and trying to overcome some things with women. You know, Mars can show up angry sometimes, and so there might have been some blow-ups, you know. So it's been an interesting time. It's been kind of a tough time for a lot of people. And so what we have coming up now, somebody's writing me about what we have coming up right now is a brand new cycle. Sorry for the distraction. So starting on Monday the 2nd, we are going to have Mars and Venus connecting at the Sabian symbol degree, which is 24 Virgo. And this degree is titled Mary and Her Little Lamb. And this degree is about as far away from the last one that we can get, which is really about being innocent, being wide-eyed, unburdening ourselves from some of the heavier things in life. So we set off on this two-year cycle starting this Monday when it comes to the love in our life, or it comes to the pursuit of love, or how love is going to find us, really by laying down some of that baggage and really kind of just being open, opening our hearts. And the more that you do that, the more you're going to find that love will find you. And the same thing for earning the money that you're meant to earn, you know, how you're meant to go about that. This is going to help you kind of move into that with an innocence around, you know, what you're really here to do, and really being passionate and strong about, you know, whatever that is that you might really want to be going after. So it's, you know, I think very uplifting thinking about the fact that we have this coming up. And so that starts on Monday the 2nd. Next, and I'm going to talk about how that's going to affect every sign as we go through it. I want to talk about, we have a little bit of solar influence in this week ahead. So Friday the 30th and Thursday the 5th are 2 days that stand out. And when we have solar days, those are days when we really need to kind of show up and get involved in something, either on a personal level or a physical level. So these days are, hey, I got to show up and do something, you know, make my presence known. Maybe I need to put my signature to something. Maybe it's about my body. Maybe it's about my image or my brand or my name or my title, something like that. So again, Friday the 30th and Thursday the 5th, these days are your 2 days to really make sure that your presence is noticed. And both days are just absolutely fabulous aspects. So, you know, expect things to go well when you do show up, but you do need to put in the effort. You do need to, you know, let your needs be known. And Mercury is going to join this group in the same area. This is all happening in the Scorpio part of the chart. So the solar energy is there on Friday and Thursday. Well, Mercury starts an 18-day cycle on Monday the 2nd. So you'll have from the 2nd of November through the 20th with Mercury there. So Mercury is going to help you get into the talks and the meetings or to field those offers or to, you know, make some big decision. It's also a commerce planet, so it may help with agreements and sales and writing and interviews and that kind of thing. So, I mean, we're really going to amp things up in this Scorpio part of the chart. And so, again, you know, for you guys that might be new listening, because everybody else has heard me beat the Scorpio themes to death, the Scorpio rules all the financial side of life that's not your income. So, you know, you may be showing up and working on things involving loans or inheritance or bankruptcy or insurance or taxes or settlements, investments, alimony, child support, any kind of big financial flow in your life, you know, that you need to kind of show up for. Remember, again, in this week ahead, the aspects are fabulous. So it's an important week if you need to take care of something there to go in and deal with it. It also rules third-party situations, so really good time to sit down with financially adept, you know, experts that can kind of guide you and help you work this stuff out. The Scorpio energy is also about sex and reproductive needs. It's about mortality issues, divorce. So there's a kind of personal side to this. So you may be showing up and under, again, good auspices here to move things forward in those areas. And then the other thing I want to talk about, and I'll talk about each sign for this too, but the other thing I was just going to touch on is that, you know, Halloween, we do have a grand trine happening, which is lovely on Halloween. It's a water trine. It's very emotionally connected, very spiritual, very magical. Things just flow in a grand trine, and things happen that are just, you know, they just work out. So it's a good thing. And, you know, so if you're planning on going out and celebrating, you know, in a social setting, or if you're planning on doing something artistic or romantic behind the scenes, you know, whatever it is that you really want to go for, this is definitely about the fantasy, the illusion, the magic, you know, the emotional connection, going deeper, the empowerment, and what you can do behind the scenes. And because the moon is grounded in Cancer, it definitely kind of puts a home focus, so it may be great to go to somebody's party in their home or to, you know, invite people into yours or to do something, you know, that grounds you in some way. And it's an amazing time period, and I think we're kind of in that now as we're building to this for the connection with your ancestors that have passed over. So, you know, a good time to pay attention. I know you guys probably most always are paying attention, but even better time to pay attention to those dreams or to meditate and ask for, you know, some kind of sign or pay attention to the signs that are happening around you. The veil is always considered thinner and contact more likely around this time of year, but this amplifies it more than I've seen in quite some time. So over these next few days, if you're listening live, it's going to be an amazing time and just fantastic for the artists out there to get in contact with their muse and the romantics, and, you know, it's just dreamy. So I, you know, I'm holding out a lot of hope for this week ahead. And again, especially with this Mars-Venus combination kicking us off into a new two-year cycle when it comes to love, when it comes to making money, when it comes to the women in our life and how we interact with them, or, you know, what we're doing in that direction. Even, you know, when it comes to beauty, Venus is definitely in charge of that. And again, sorry, you guys, I'm kind of recuperating from something. So if I sound a little bit not myself tonight, I'm trying for you guys. So, all right. So when we go through the signs with this energy, I'm going to kind of, I'm just going to start with the solar energy and work down from that. So for Aries, you know, having the days that are going to really stand out, I believe, are going to be Friday the 30th, Thursday the 5th, and in the middle of that, Monday the 2nd, when Mercury dives in. All of this is your big moment to get in there and start to do something involving that big financial interest. So if you're trying to make commissions or pay off a debt or get a better insurance policy or deal with taxes or your investments or, you know, whatever, a partner's money, you know, then this is a really good time to show up and do so. There's a lot, it seems like, you guys can make happen behind the scenes. So research, if you're trying to tie this money into something artistic or hospital-oriented or spiritual or romantic, all of this seems to work well for you. It also seems like you can connect with a higher-up authority-type person. This could be a parent, but it could also be like a boss or a mentor, somebody like that. And that should go well. And again, if you need to make a big decision or have a talk or, you know, pitch an idea or sign an agreement or make sales, all of this is very much favored. And then also, Aries, this strong, like, spotlight on your eighth house in this week ahead is very sexy for you guys. So, you know, if you're single, you're definitely going to get noticed. If you're out and about, those same days really kind of stand out. If you're in a relationship, this is definitely, again, sparks flying and very positive alignments for going deeper and connecting on that intimate level. If you need to have something taken care of that's reproductive or about mortality issues, really good week to do so. If you are in Aries dealing with divorce issues, it can be a great week to either work out, you know, how you're going to settle that, or maybe work out so that you don't go through it. You know, there's some kind of turning point that you can get to with that as well. When we look at Venus and Mars for Aries, starting on Monday the 2nd, this innocence, this kind of wide-eyed approach of opening your heart over these next 2 years for love and making money and pursuit of anything with women or beauty is going to really help you on the job. So I don't know if you're about to meet somebody that you fall in love with on the job, or if you and your loved one decide to start some kind of work together, or if this is just really the job side of this has to do more with Venus's ability to make money for you guys. But just kind of going in there with that childlike belief that you can make changes and you can make things happen in a way that you're passionate about is going to take you very far down that road. And besides the work arena, this is health-oriented. So this is definitely about kind of diving into any healthy lifestyle changes, amplify what's going on with you guys when it comes to love or also making money or doing things with women. It can be an important couple years where you're going to sign paperwork that will further your income possibilities or the love life. It can be doing something for animals as well. So you might start to earn money doing something with animals, or just amplify the love in your life, or maybe meet your next love of your life while you're out doing something great for animals. So really fantastic for you in this part of the sky. And then if we're looking at Halloween, just a very magical time for you guys. definitely connects you to the home or somebody else's property or to the family. Very rooted, grounded time. So this can be about furthering financial interests or doing something, again, kind of sexy here and behind the scenes. Very, very artistic as well and spiritual. Might be a great time for a meditation circle or something, you know, where you're connecting with others behind the scenes. So, yeah, I would definitely get out for that. For Taurus, the solar energy in this week ahead is going to be focusing on relationships for you guys. That can be your personal, private relationships. So, you know, a great romance in some way that's committed. Or it can be about a business partnership, or it could be a focus relationship in astrology. It can mean clients. It can mean a big week with specialists or experts or agents, attorneys, or other kind of representatives. Even if you need to deal with an opponent in some way, this puts a spotlight on your ability to stand out and do well with these people, whatever that goal might be for you. So again, like with every sign, the days that are really magnetic for you, I think the whole week is probably going to be good, but the days that really stand out are Friday the 30th, Thursday the 5th, and in the middle of that, with Mercury starting to kick off that 18-day cycle there on Monday the 2nd. So you're going to have all kinds of ability to show up, get more personally and physically involved, and to sign some agreements or make sales or write or talk and meet and make decisions, you know, maybe field some offers. So I think for Taurus, there's a strong tie-in here in this week ahead with these key people tied to your aspirations or possibly to something you're doing within a group dynamic or with friends and associates. Maybe something online. And there's also something really powerful here in the higher-minded ninth house tied in with this. So, you know, you might further something through travel or people abroad, or you might do something through the legal channels or media, marketing, weddings, educational pursuits. All of this looks really, really strong. When we look at the Venus-Mars combination starting on Monday the 2nd, this kicks off a two-year cycle. And, you know, Venus is your ruling planet, Taurus, and you're coming into this kind of innocent, wide-eyed period that is going to affect your love life. So, I mean, it doesn't get better than that to have the planet of love gearing up with the action-oriented planet in your house of love. So you are moving into one of the better periods you've had in a very long time to fall in love and to pursue that with vigor and passion. You are also moving into a period that has a high creative energy around it, and this can be money-making because Venus rules personal income. So starting to move into that with great hope and open heart. This is also a time frame where things can really amplify with children, so maybe your own kids or kids in general that you're working with or, you know, doing something for. Could be something that you're, you know, earning money through, or could be just the love that is growing and moving in a new direction here. And it can also just be recreational, Taurus, so maybe reconnecting with that passion for something recreational. Maybe you'll do that with a lover or with the kids, you know, and it'll all come together in that way. But it is a really nice new cycle for you guys. And then as far as Halloween, it's going to be, I think, really magical for everyone. For Taurus, there's like a strong communication theme here. So there might be some kind of really magical, beautiful talk or news you receive. Also could be something local or with a short trip that goes on over this weekend. And it ties in for Taurus with your key relationships once again. So, you know, connect with somebody or a lot of somebodies over the weekend. And it also has a social side. So I think that's going to be really, really nice for you guys. For Gemini, the solar energy that is starting to come to life here in this week ahead, and then Mercury in the middle of it, is going to open all kinds of doors for the Geminis when it comes to their work or it comes to paperwork they need to get taken care of. It could be a really big week to do things with your coworkers or with people you hire. And then besides all of that work energy, for Gemini, this is also going to help you guys when it comes to health matters or when it comes to anything with animals. And so, you know, this is about you showing up and kind of, you know, making it about you. So you might get personally involved or physically involved. It might be about your body in the health level or, you know, at the job, showing up there. Might be about your signature on something. Might be about an offer. And, you know, the Mercury energy pouring in here on Monday. So solar energy highlights on Friday the 30th and Thursday the 5th, and Mercury is going to stand out on the 2nd as it starts an 18-day cycle there. So lots of talks and meetings and offers and interviews and decisions and agreements and all of that. Looks good, very good in this week ahead. So if you want to pursue something, start now. And the Venus-Mars energy coming together with that innocence, with that open heart, and this new two-year cycle coming out of the struggle, coming out of, you know, overcoming crisis in the last 2 years is going to just bring us into this childlike phase where things should go. I can't imagine that they wouldn't go way better than where they've been for everybody. And for Gemini, you're going to see this playing out in the home, first of all. So I think, you know, when it comes to your love life over these next 2 years, there might be something really important happening here. Maybe you guys move in together for the first time. Maybe you buy your first home together. Maybe you remodel or renovate for the first time together, you know. Love is kind of blossoming in the home scenario. It might be really wonderful for Gemini, you know, to entertain their dates, you know, making a home-cooked meal kind of thing. And, you know, if you guys are looking at the money side of Venus with Mars here, this can be about income-making opportunities in the home. So you might want to set up that home office, you know, or ask your company if you can start working part-time from the home. Besides the home, it can also be about real estate. So there can be income opportunities through real estate, through renovations, through moves. You might move and that might escalate, you know, give you some open door with your love life. And then the other side of this for Gemini is that the fourth house also rules your family, parents, roommates. So there may be some kind of new, fresh start here when it comes to the love, when it comes to the money flow or a particular woman involved here in the family circle or with the parent. Maybe it's mom, you know. So really nice. That's all I got to say. Well, you're going to hear me say nice a lot, I think, on tonight's show. The Halloween Grand Trine that we're building to now, I think, is very special and very magical. I think it opens a lot of doors to the other side. And for Gemini, you know, it adds some kind of enhancement around either making a purchase or, you know, something going on with your possessions or making money and the work you're doing or something health-oriented and the goals you're setting, you know. So it seems like the Geminis have something up their sleeve here. They're not as footloose and fancy-free about it as some of the other signs, but it definitely looks like it should go really, really well and have its own kind of magic behind it. So whatever goal that is you're trying to reach, it does look like a nice weekend for that. For Cancer, you guys, you know, in this week ahead, this strong focus on the Scorpio part of the sky is definitely going to enhance some pretty great things going on for you guys, either in your love life or with a creative project or with kids or with something recreational. And by all means, feel free to have something great happen in all four of those areas if you want. If you can be that busy, I mean, you don't have to be limited to one of those areas. These areas are all highlighted strongly. The days that are going to be the big ones are Friday the 30th, Thursday the 5th of November, and in the middle of that when Mercury enters the scene on Monday the 2nd, and he'll stay there for 18 days. So, you know, Cancer, this is about you getting more involved, about the spotlight kind of being on you and showing up. You might be doing something more physical here in the name of love or with the kids, the creativity, the fun. Could be about your, you know, brand or image, your title, your personal needs. And for Cancer, you know, there's a really strong tie-in with that higher house, which would mean some kind of growth or something kind of magical going on through travel or through educational or media or legal or wedding arenas should go well, or you should be able to, you know, get into that flow in some way. And it also is opening a door to a relationship dynamic here. So whether that's, you know, something creative going really well with the clients or the agent or attorney or something, you know, going great with the committed relationship and the love and the kids and all of that, the door is definitely open in this week ahead. So again, really good time to meet, to talk, to make some choices, propose if you feel so motivated. And when we look at Venus and Mars getting together on Monday the 2nd, this starts a two-year cycle. And, you know, again, we're coming out of the struggle and the crisis factor with Mars and Venus where they've been the last 2 years. And we're moving into this opening of the heart with this new Sabian symbol and this innocence that we're approaching. And for Cancer, it's coming through the third house of communication. So it's kind of opening your mind along with your heart, letting go of things that may have blocked you or the pain that you have suffered, and kind of reframing the way you're thinking about love with Venus or with income with Venus or with women in general. There may be some kind of opening here to write and earn money through that. There may be something with an offer or agreement or your sales taking off towards the income. There also may be that proposal when it comes to love or that decision that really takes love into that new flowering direction. Same thing with women, you know, if you're talking to or writing about women. And lots more local energy or short trips that can enhance this. And also for Cancer, I want to kind of throw in with this Venus-Mars new dynamic going on. This can enhance things with your brothers and sisters and neighbors and with what you're doing with vehicles and electronics. So it may be time to look at, you know, what's going on with the love there in those situations or what's going on with the money flow and realize that you're in new territory here, and it definitely looks better. As far as Halloween, you know, for Cancer, very romantic, very creative, very fun with kids, definitely has a focus on your sign, and again, something in that higher-minded arena, so opening your mind, being very aware of what kind of brings things to life within you. Where's the joy? You know, look for the joy, because I definitely think the Cancers will find it in play and with kids and with love and with fun and all of that this weekend. For Leo, you know, the Scorpio energy for Leo has a very strong focus on the root of your chart. So in this week ahead, you guys have a lot of potential to show up and get involved and take things further when it comes to the grounding things that you have in your life. So what's going on in your home, or if there's a move or a renovation or a real estate deal, if there's something family-oriented or with a parent or your roommate situation, you know, put yourself there. Show up. Get involved. Sign something if, you know, if you're at that point. Look for ways to get into meetings and talks and sales and agreements and pitch ideas and write things up you know, communicate. The days, again, that stand out, Friday the 30th, Monday the 2nd, Thursday the 5th, but I, you know, the whole week is really going to favor you in these areas. And for Leo, you know, you guys, there's a big financial alignment here for you, not so much earned income in this area, but the outside finances, so the mortgage, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance. This is under really good, the commissions, you know, the settlement, the investment, under really good aspect here in this week ahead. And there's also something very kind of sexy playing out, so the choices you make about, you know, whatever's going on in those areas may lead to that. If you're trying to work out divorce scenarios, that looks like you can get some good headway in that in this week ahead. Also, there is a powerful aspect here in the home and with real estate, family moves, renovations, parents, roommates, that links in either with your job, some paperwork, a health matter, the pets, you know, people you hire. So all of this is looking really, really good. when we look at this Mars-Venus combination for Leo, that is in your income zone. It's actually going to start this new two-year cycle that starts on Monday the 2nd, and it's going to take you forward through personal income opportunities that are really going to be, you know, wow, they haven't gone this well in a long time. And so this is something you do want to motivate about. Come from that open innocence, that, you know, open heart in these areas. But also this area is going to involve purchases and your possessions. So there may be something in your love life, you know, where you're maybe there's a purchasing of the ring or purchasing of the home together, or, you know, some kind of something you guys are doing with possessions that focuses on love or that focuses on women. Really, really positive new cycle. So think about where you want to go with that. As far as Halloween, there's a lot of energy behind the scenes for Leo. You guys might be, you know, holed up on a romantic connection or doing something artistic or spiritual or healing. Definitely looks like good things, magical things going on there. Again, nice, strong focus on home or with family, financial or intimate things going on in these areas. For Virgo, you guys are going to have a lot of strong emphasis on your talks and meetings and any news and decisions and offers and agreements and sales and writing and short trips. And, you know, it's all communication here. And for some of you Virgos out there, there may be something going on with a brother or sister or neighbor, or your vehicles or electronics. So that can as well be just as strong as the communication side of this. And really favoring you guys here, really favoring you guys showing up. If you need to sign your name to something, if you need to make it about your needs, your body, your image, your brand, you know, the spotlight is on you. So definitely a time to pitch those ideas and interview and put the word out there about whatever's going on. You guys have a very positive alignment in all of this to key relationships. So, you know, connecting with the clients, the specialist, the partners, the agents, attorneys, even the competitor or opponent. This is definitely a strong week for you with these people. And it also helps you open some kind of door here, either, you know, to your love life or lover, or to a creative project or the kids or something recreational. Again, should go really well in this scenario. You know, unless you guys have something majorly blocking in your own personal chart, the things I'm telling you are pretty open in this week ahead. So the days again that stand out, Virgo, Friday the 30th, Monday the 2nd, Thursday the 5th, but the whole week I think is going to flow in this direction for you. And when we look at this new Venus-Mars cycle kicking off on Monday the 2nd, it's a two-year cycle. It's bringing you out of the crisis and bringing you out of, you know, the overcoming of crisis and overcoming of harsh realities with the last two-year cycle. And it's putting you into this big, innocent, open-hearted, warm, fuzzy new stage with Mars and Venus in your sign, Virgo. So, I mean, it just cannot get much better than that. This means that for the next 2 years, you know, love swirls around you and through you. Income opportunities are really about your needs or your persona, or, you know, how you physically show up and do things, or something that you've come up with yourself. You know, you may have a strong impact on women, or they may have a strong impact on you in the next 2 years. Again, should be really about something opening up for you guys. So think about how you would like to pursue something yourself, for yourself. You know, is it love that you want? Are you ready to take that next level? It could affect your identity, your name. You might propose or be proposed to. And this would be a great time frame for you guys to step into that direction. Is there something about the way you make money or how you want to be involved in that process in some new way that is less burdensome or restrictive or harsh? definitely a great time to go in that direction. As far as what is going on for Halloween, very magical, very fun. I definitely think for Virgo, social for you guys. You know, I mean, there are some Virgos that may just hole up with a partner or client or somebody and work on aspirations. But for most Virgos, this looks like a very, you know, good time to get together with friends and parties or online or something that puts you in a social sphere, something local or with a short trip. Definitely can tie in strongly and favorably to partners, clients, reps, you know, specialists, anybody, one-on-one relationships in that mix. So I would get out and connect with people one way or the other. For Libra, you know, this week ahead, extremely strong, extremely powerful for you guys, putting a big spotlight on you in ways that can earn you money, in ways that can help you take the lead and do something involving a big purchase or a lot of purchases or something going on with your possessions and what you want to do with that. This is one of those weeks where you do want to show up and start to get involved and push those things forward because all kinds of doors are aligned and opening for you in these areas. And, you know, this is not only about you guys getting in there and taking the lead, showing up, getting physically involved with earnings or possessions or purchases. It's also about Mercury showing up here for an 18-day cycle on Monday the 2nd. And so, you know, you can interview and get that moving forward. You can sign agreements. You can make sales. You can get your writing in there. You can get, you know, talks and meetings and offers on the table. I mean, this is definitely a time to show up and to communicate and to make choices. So your days that stand out, like for everyone, it's going to be Friday the 30th, Monday the 2nd, Thursday the 5th, but the whole week is aligning with this. And as far as aspects involved here, Libra, you know, all of this ties in favorably to what's going on with the work you do, with your job or the pursuit of work, with coworkers, with people you hire, with paperwork to be signed, with anything going on in health arenas or with animals. So maybe you're making a purchase, you know, for an animal or, you know, maybe you're making income in that way, you know. So all of these are favorable. And there's also something very powerful going on in the home with this. You might be earning from the home or buying some things for the home. Or maybe you're making money through real estate or you're doing something with a renovation or a move or the family or a roommate. Again, very strong. So take advantage of the way this energy is going for you guys. When we look at the Venus-Mars conjunction that is going to kick off this new two-year cycle starting on Monday the 2nd, this takes us out of the, you know, overcoming of crises, overcoming of harsh realities that we've been in for the last 2 years with these energies and puts us into, you know, the wide-eyed, open-heart energy for Libra. This is going to really play out in the most magical and karmic part of the sky for you guys. So you're going to see love flower privately behind the scenes. You might kind of take it slow and get in there, or maybe it starts out hot and heavy. I don't know. It could be with Mars there, I guess. But for some reason, you know, you protect that. You keep it behind the scenes during those 2 years. Maybe towards the end you start to bring it out in some way. But there's all this opportunity for love to flower in this behind-the-scenes arena. And you may see love flowering when you're doing something artistic or spiritual practices, you know. Also, with making money with Venus here and this brand new cycle that is so much more open for you guys, this starts a cycle you haven't seen in a long time, which is going to give you all kinds of action behind making money through art, film, music, dance, poetry, anything muse-related. Also, making money when you through research or development, through investigation, strategies, through healing, helping with addictions, doing anything with hospitals or retreats or other kinds of institutions, anything money-making through spiritual practices like yoga, meditation, magical interests, psychic interests, Anything in the romance industry that could bring in income? You know, so there's like a lot going on behind the scenes. And I did mention this is a karmic area, so there may be for some Librans some past life love interest or past life person who's going to come through that will have a some kind of income potential for you, you know, favoring women in this area as well. So a lot, and it should be much better. And as far as Halloween, you know, we have this grand trine going on. It kind of looks like Libra is somewhat in the same vein that I was talking about for Gemini, which means, you know, there may be some kind of goal here that has money or purchases or possessions tied into it for you guys. Definitely looks like it's going well. You might spend it with, you know, coworkers. You might spend it working. You might spend it organizing or doing something healthy or with the animals again. Whatever floats your boat, definitely looks like a good weekend to set goals and to get into the magic that's going on there. For Scorpio, you guys, this week ahead, very powerful for the Scorpios out there because we have this solar energy focusing on your sign. We have Mercury moving into your sign. It's really going to be all about you guys. And the aspects are just don't get better than this, you know. So, you know, focus on what it is you want and desire. Focus on your body. Focus on your name, your title, your brand, your image, your identity, you know. What is it you want to put forward? Show up. Get involved. Friday the 30th, Monday the 2nd, Thursday the 5th. These are the big 3 days out of the seven ahead, but the whole week is definitely kind of aimed at you guys. And the aspects here that are so fabulous really mean that there is some kind of great flow here to you around creative projects, around lovers, around children, and around recreational interests. And also something very powerful going on through the communication zone, so through your talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and through your interviews and auditions and, you know, something, anything that has to do with making decisions or communicating ideas. This can also go well with Scorpio. If there's something local you're getting involved with, if there's some short trips you want to take, if there's something going on with your vehicles, electronics, your siblings, your neighbors. So, yeah, Scorpio, dive in, make it about you in this week ahead. And when it comes to this new Venus-Mars cycle, that is a two-year cycle that starts on Monday the 2nd, again, as with every sign, we're lifting out of a two-year cycle with those two that was really about us overcoming crisis and harsh realities, and we are moving into a cycle that is the childlike open heart and things really kind of blossoming from that. So for Scorpio, it's going to be in the social arena for you guys, which means over this next 2 years, love and the action and passion that's coming from love is going to flower. You know, when you may meet this person when you're at a party or event or online or with friends or associates or in a group dynamic, and, you know, or if you're already in love, it may really start to focus more on, you know, what you guys are doing socially here. Is there a social cause? Is there a charity? Is there, you know, some dynamic playing here that involves this bigger group as a whole? And the same thing with Venus when it comes to personal income. This is setting you guys up to see this really move through this social strata. So you want to open your heart to things that can be income related with friends, with associates, within group dynamics, online, connected to astrology or charities or social networking and parties and events and that kind of thing. And same thing with women and Venus's energy there. So a lot of passion, a lot of drive and motivation in a new two-year cycle here that should be much better than where you've been, even if where you've been has been great. And then Halloween, you know, when we're looking at the magic in these next few days, if you're listening to this live, for Scorpio, this is definitely putting a focus part of it, of this grand trine, is on your sign. Part of it is in that higher-minded arena, so in the media or educational or travel or legal or wedding arena, maybe religious or political as well. And then there's a very strong creative, love, kids, fun zone in there too. So kind of look for your opportunities to flow in these next few days in those areas. For Sag, you know, the solar energy, the Mercury energy showing up and really being strongly favorable to you guys in this week ahead has to do with you guys showing up and getting involved with those behind-the-scenes themes. So muse, number one, so anything with art, you know, painting, poetry, dance, film, music, sculpting, anything muse related, very strong favor on you guys for this. Anything in the romantic arena, like a romantic getaway or a romantic tryst that takes place and draws you in and gets you involved. Anything in the healing or hospital or handling, facing and working through addictions, definitely favors you and momentum here this week. Anything in research and development, anything with your spiritual side of life. So, you know, your meditation, your yoga, your magical or psychic interests and abilities and all of that. So, you know, whatever pulls you in one of those areas definitely puts a spotlight on you, definitely helps you guys take the lead. If you want to do something with your body here, maybe you're going to go to the hospital and have a procedure done. This should be a really good week for it. Maybe you're going to, you know, go in and work, you know, put your face and image and brand out there through film or music or, you know, in any of those areas. This favors you guys showing up and getting involved. And with Mercury starting to show up here too, it's going to help you in talks and agreements and sales and writings and offers and decisions and all of that. So, you know, your days that stand out the biggest in this week ahead, Friday the 30th, Monday the 2nd, Thursday the 5th, and the alignment that you have says that some good things can flow here at home or tied into, you know, moves, renovations, real estate, family, parents, roommates in the mix. Also powerful here for Sag with making money or either doing something with your possessions or purchases in the mix. So all really good. When we look at this new Venus-Mars conjunction that starts on Monday the 2nd, what does Venus and Mars want from you? Well, we have a new two-year cycle. You're coming out of this overcoming harsh realities and crisis mode of the last 2 years. You're moving into a brand new open-hearted, you know, much lighter two-year cycle. And it is going to be focused on major life goals and the direction your life is taking. So now we know love may take you, your life, in a whole new direction over these 2 years. It may really impact what's, you know, about to happen. You might fall madly in love and, you know, run off to Bora Bora, get married, whatever. It also is about career. And so when we're looking at career direction, you know, you might start to amass a lot of love on the career level. You also might start to take the Venus side of making money and start to see that grow and a lot more dynamic in the career direction with that. There might be women who are very beneficial to your career over these next 2 years. And then also this area, besides personal goals, career, has to do with authority figures, parents, bosses, judges, mentors, directors, anybody who's a higher up person to you. And so with Venus here and Mars here, we're seeing, you know, a lot of love and activity there, or a lot of motivation to make money in those, with those people, through those people, for those people, or some focus on a woman here. And again, nice open place that we're going with this. As far as Halloween, if you guys are listening live, over these next few days, we have this magical grand trine that is building. And for Sagittarius, it's very sexy. It's very, you know, vixen-y, intimate, deep. It is also has a strong financial side to it. So you guys may be doing some of that. If you are a Sag going through divorce and there's any emotional side to things, it will help you deal with some of that. But, you know, powerful in the sexy and financial arena. A lot going on behind closed doors for Sag over this time frame, and definitely a strong tie-in to the other side for Sag. So if you guys are trying to get a message through to somebody or hear from somebody who's crossed over, really important few days coming up here for you guys to tune into that. You have a little bit stronger dynamic than some of the other signs for it, and strong for home and family as well. For Capricorn, we have in this week ahead this very strong solar focus, very strong new Mercury phase coming up. And Cap, I mean, it's really going to favor you guys. And it's all about either your personal aspirations and showing up and putting your best foot forward and going for that in this week ahead, and the universe kind of favoring you with that, or, and I should say, it could also be and, this has a real big social impact for you guys in this week ahead. So really important and powerful week for you guys to show up and get involved with friends, colleagues, in group dynamics, online, with anything involving astrology or charities, anything involving parties, events, or gatherings that you attend or plan, anything with your causes. It could also have something to do with some kind of original project that you're promoting. So tie it in with you. Show up. Get involved. Make your needs known. If you need to sign something, you know, put it forward. Definitely might meet some new people in this realm or start some kind of brand new trajectory. All favored here. And the alignments, well, the days that stand out as for everyone, Friday the 30th, Monday the 2nd, Thursday the 5th, these are very big days in these areas. But the alignments, you know, you have this alignment to all this social energy with your talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and offers and decisions. And you also have a very powerful alignment into your sign, Capricorn. So something that is just definitely has the potential to, you know, empower you or transform your situation on some level. So yay for this. When we look at the Venus-Mars combination for Capricorn, this starts this new two-year cycle on Monday the 2nd. So in the last 2 years, Capricorn, like everyone else, has been dealing with this Mars-Venus combination that has been about overcoming crises or overcoming harsh realities and how you've gotten through that. And now we're moving into this brand new wide open heart, very innocent kind of brand new feeling that is going to take hold and really will be how you move forward at the best possible way with Venus and Mars starting on Monday the 2nd and for the next 2 years. So for Capricorn, you know, it's going to play out in the ninth house of the higher minded arena, which means you're entering this new cycle where love can flower either through trips that are long distance or with people at a distance or through foreign interests. Income can flower in those ways. This is also the ninth house is about educational pursuits. So you may, you know, find the love of your life while you're taking a class, or maybe you and your loved one decide to start teaching something together. Also, income is favored here. So going back and getting a degree or getting training or certification or starting to teach can bring in that income. Also, there's quite a few here in this ninth house. So travel and education, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything in that way of disseminating information out there to a larger audience. Income is favored here, and there may be something love-oriented or female-oriented here that is good for you. Legal matters, you know, so incorporating so that you, you know, protect your income or expand your income or do something, you know, signing more legal contracts and agreements, or there might be a legal binding agreement between you and a lover during this 2 year cycle ahead. This is also the area of weddings. So you may be getting married over the next 2 years or renewing your vows, or you might be earning some money through the wedding, you know, industry in some way. And then also this arena is about religion and politics. So there may be love flowering there as you get behind something that you're, you know, you really believe in, or it might be about, again, making money in these areas. So all of this is taking a higher, lighter vibe and taking you into a new direction. And when we look at Halloween for Capricorn, you know, as with all the signs, I think it's very kind of magical, and it ties in emotionally with your partners, your clients, your specialists, your representatives. So whoever you want to connect with, there is this strong emotional connection here. It also has a social vibe for Capricorn. So if you want to, you know, go out to a party or attend events with friends or be online here or within a group dynamic, also looks really good and very favorable for talks and meetings and decisions. All right, for Aquarius. In your week ahead, Aquarius, we have this really great solar energy focus for you guys. And it's at the midheaven of your chart. And also Mercury is going to show up here and spend 18 days here. So the midheaven is about the direction of your life. It can be about your personal goals you're setting. Fantastic week to set those personal goals, to show up, get physically involved, get personally involved, talk, meet, write things up, sign, sell, communicate, you know. It is also about your career. Same thing. Fantastic week with a spotlight on you. You will stand out. Really good time to further career objectives. Also involves a third thing here besides personal goals and career. Your authority figures can be a very important week for you guys, with the boss, with the judge, with the mentor, with the parent, whoever that higher up person is to you. And so in all of this, you know, the week ahead is strong, favorable, and the days that stand out the biggest, Friday the 30th, Monday the 2nd, Thursday the 5th. The alignment to all of this, to goals, to career, to these authority figures, really great alignment to making money here or to doing something with your possessions or involving a purchase or a lot of purchases. And then something very powerful going on either behind the scenes or involving artistic, spiritual, romantic, research, or healing modalities in the mix. So good things evolving there. When we look at Venus and Mars kicking off this new two-year cycle for you guys, you know, this starts on Monday the 2nd. You're coming out of the overcoming crisis and harsh reality two-year cycle, and you're moving into this open-hearted, innocent, fresh energy here. And it is definitely in the deepest part of your chart, but from this higher open-hearted perspective. So for Aquarius, love is going to really flower from an innocence that you go into intimate connections with. So there is like love, and then there's sex, and then there's this innocent approach or newfound open heart here in this that is going to help you take love to that next level. It can be about reproduction, so there may be babies in this next 2 years. There might be something changing that affects your love life in some new way, that maybe you're going to overcome something reproductively. This is the area of divorce, so, you know, love may flower out of a divorce. So, you know, wherever you are in that stage, if it's going to affect you at all, it can come from that. And then thirdly, this is the area of all big finances, loans, inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, settlements, investments, your partner's money, commissions, alimony, child support, anything that is an outside resource. And so we may see that, you know, there's something going on with personal income being favored, the actions you take now to make money as you, maybe you start a business, maybe you take out a loan to start something that's going to help you make money, or, you know, there's something you can amplify your commissions in some way, you know, there's something favorable to this new dynamic. So look for Venus in those areas as love or as women or as income opportunities, and look for Mars to help you motivate and move things along to that next level. As far as Halloween, you know, it's very magical for everyone. The Aquarians may have kind of a work or organizing or health or pet kind of focus on this weekend, a little bit more about that than it is about just being fun and unpredictable, as you guys are so want to do. I'm sure you'll find your way to do it in those areas, but it looks like a very magical time for anything that you would do there. It's good for showing up with those goals. Also favors making money or what you do with purchases or possessions. For Pisces, The solar energy coming on really strong in this week ahead, focusing a spotlight on you guys. Also, Mercury showing up, same arena, focusing on opportunities, you know, for you guys to be showing up, getting more involved personally, physically, signing things in meetings, in talks, fielding offers, making sales, all of this, agreements, proposals, interviews, decisions, and all of this. All of this pulling you into being kind of on the stage of life here and favoring you with something happening here is about that higher-minded ninth house. So you're going to see this happening through travel or through people at a distance or with foreign interests or import-export. You're going to see this happening through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. You're going to see this happening through educational channels, either, you know, learning or teaching. You're going to see this through legal channels. You're also going to see this through weddings or through religion or politics, any of those higher broadening scope kind of topics. This is where you want to get involved in this week ahead. This is where you want to put yourself forward because good things can happen. The days that are going to stand out, Friday the 30th, Monday the 2nd, Thursday the 5th, and the aspects are favoring your sign. First of all, sorry, you guys. Anyways, I told you at the beginning of the show I'm recuperating here a little bit, so sorry if I'm choking up a bit. So it's favoring your sign, Pisces. So it's something really, you know, smoothing out and coming into that magical realm for Pisces. If there's healing, if there's something to do with romance, with spirituality, with your artistry, just something magical about you in the mix. It strongly plays on that. And then there's something very powerful, some kind of opportunity here for Pisces with all of this that either ties into a personal aspiration or involves a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, a charity, some kind of social networking, or a party or a gathering or event you're attending. So yes on all of that. And then when we look at this new Venus-Mars conjunction that starts on Monday the 2nd, and it's a two-year cycle for you guys kicking off, you guys are coming out of, just like everyone else, this two-year period with Mars and Venus of overcoming crisis and overcoming harsh realities. And you're moving into this new two-year cycle on Monday, which, from the Sabian symbol, is about opening your heart up wide, being childlike, being innocent. And you're going to see this play out in key relationships. This is where this is going. So when I say key relationships in astrology, what we mean is your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents and attorneys and other representatives, and anything going on with competitors or opponents. So this is a good news cycle. This is a cycle where love and activity can start to happen here in those relationships, and it is a two-year period where you're going to see opportunity to make money in those situations with your clients, with your business partners and agents and all of that, and also where things are going to take off with women or with beauty themes in those key relationship arenas. So you want to start to, you know, approach these people, look for maybe some new people entering the scene. It is a two-year cycle, you know, it's just starting now, but things are going to grow, and you're going to see this start to really flower over these next 2 years, and you haven't had a cycle like this in a very long time. And as far as Halloween goes, and these days building up to it, if you're listening live, very magical for everyone. For Pisces, it has a real strong emotional pull when it comes to either your love life, what's going on with a creative project with children, or with something recreational. So find an outlet in one of those areas or a couple of them and go for that. Has a great link into your sign as part of that grand trine, so things are going very well for you there. And again, has that focus on that higher-minded arena of travel, education, media, legal, wedding, religious, or political themes. So, yay. I hope everybody has a spectacular Halloween. I hope it's a wonderful week ahead. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can always find me on a day-to-day basis over on Facebook. I keep that open for everybody. It's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I post a daily there. And I will be back next week, same time. Have a great one.